This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Jim Busler is a registered nurse from Dowagiac, and he hopes to represent Southwest Michigan in Congress beginning next year. Busler is challenging incumbent Congressman Fred Upton in this summer's Republican primary. Jim Busler, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we're also joined by Yvonne Zipp of the Kalamazoo Gazette.
Thanks so much for inviting me, Gordon.
Jim Busler, why don't you begin by introducing yourself to the audience?
Well, I'd have to say, Gordon, you said something there in the intro about wanting to be the representative of the 6th District, and I want to tell you that is exactly what I want to do. I want to be representative of the people. I don't want to be a representative that gets to Washington and becomes a politician. I want to first and foremost have our fundamental human rights in focus approaching any decision legislatively in Washington. I think that that's something that's missing, and it is one of the reasons why I think we find ourselves economically, socially, in the situation that we find ourselves in.
Yvonne Zipp, first question for Jim Busler.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing Southwest Michigan?
Well, from a perspective of a United States representative, I think I'm able to look at more of the macro view of the situation. I think that the U.S. representative, by maintaining their oath, they will maintain an environment that keeps the playing field level for all people, regardless of their wealth status. I think that that is one way to address the problems, is just by legalizing freedom in the 6th District.
How is freedom currently not legal?
Well, I'll tell you what. How is it not currently legal? We live in a situation where, well, how about this? We have a government that decides what kind of light bulbs we can use. Is that freedom? Where you're not able to pick the best product. You have a product chosen for you that the government has picked, like a winner, when it's full of mercury. You know that people are not, they're disposing of these things properly. They're going to end up in the landfills. That's an example of a lack of freedom. If we were able to choose what products we use, as long as they are not harming person or property, I think you would find that the incandescent light bulb would still be around, and we wouldn't be worrying about the mercury issue and just the whole boondoggle that was the light bulb issue.
Yvonne?
Hi, Jim. I wanted to ask you about some news that came down this week. The EPA is proposing regulations that would reduce carbon emissions from coal-fired plants by 30% by 2030. Are you in favor of such a measure?
What I'm in favor of doing is bringing responsibility back to the boardrooms of the electrical producing companies and the coal companies. I think that you bring back personal responsibility so that when things are done intentionally to increase profitability at the destruction of your neighbor's person or property, I think then we need to address it. I think that the EPA cutting coal out of the system, I just don't see how that's responsible. I think that you're seeing an attack right on the power grid here in America. People, I find, have a hard time paying for their energy costs at this point. I would love to know what's going to happen to the people that are on the fringe, the people that are just hanging on and are making a house payment every other month. And I understand what that's like. And most people that run for office don't. They've never had to worry, am I overdrawn this month? Am I making my payment this month? This is where I'm coming from. And I think that, once again, the regulations that the EPA are doing, they are attempting to fix a problem. Or I guess they're attempting to put a Band-Aid over a symptom of the problem. what we need are people that understand that it is our monetary policy that should be of the major concern to people that are interested in a clean environment. Our monetary policy allows companies through corporate welfare to have access to the funds to cause these, to cause all these problems and the rampant growth. Growth for the sake of growth is the philosophy of a tumor. Yes, there needs to be growth, but it can't be like what we're doing.
You've mentioned corporate welfare, crony capitalism various times. It's on your website as well quite a bit. Do you believe that our campaign finance laws are part of the problem?
Politics in America, I've definitely come to really understand in a big way that this is a corporate dog and pony show. They keep Democrats, and when I say they, I'm talking about the funders of our political system. They control what the topics are to be talked about. They control what issues are to be spoken. They control who and what are going to be the representatives. It just always turns out that they are people that are very friendly to them legislatively later. Yes, we need to only have people involved in the political process. And that being said, corporations are not people. They are pieces of paper.
In your opinion, did the Supreme Court get it wrong on Citizens United?
Yes, I believe that they did. And I'm saying that from the standpoint, an individual should be able to spend whatever they want to spend from their own finances. If you're a gazillionaire and you want to spend a gazillion dollars to become president, I mean, that's within your ability to spend on yourself.
This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Republican congressional candidate Jim Busler. He is challenging incumbent Fred Upton in Michigan's 6th Congressional District. Yvonne Zipp of the Kalamazoo Gazette is also here. Yvonne.
Jim, you've talked a lot about politics being run by big business. You're running a campaign that is a lot smaller than that. how are you? Do you feel like you're getting through? How are you planning to overcome the fact that you're going to be very outspent?
Well, I am every day reaching out to the communities here in the 6th District. I'm really proud of our volunteers. You look at the amount of money the other two campaigns have. We did great getting signatures. It was all done without any kind of professional staff whatsoever. No law team. And I think that alone is a great thing that happened. It comes down to really offering the people the choice to be able to actually have a representative in office that is interested in their individual needs, not somebody who is beholden to large interests or large moneyed interests. I tell people, I get asked this question when I speak to the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, Tea Party. I go to these groups. People have to understand that if you don't like what you see in Washington and Lansing and in your city council, your mayor, we have to become active and put our own time and money into it to change things. Because I guarantee you, nobody's going to give you your freedom. And the people that are financing the political process are most definitely not interested in you having fair markets within to live in.
You have been described in various newspaper articles and at various points as a Ron Paul type candidate. You've been described as a more libertarian-leaning Republican. Do you think that's accurate?
I tell you what, I like a lot of things that Ron Paul did. I will tell you that I respect him right along with Dennis Kucinich and Mike Gravel, the three dissenting votes against the Patriot Act. The fact that those three stood at that time, if you remember how it was back then, 95% of the people wanted to kill something. I mean, that's how it was. I think that there are some things I think with Ron Paul that I have issues that he didn't maybe address correctly. But I wouldn't consider myself a Ron Paul candidate, but I would think that there are a lot of things that I like about Thomas Jefferson that he does also.
Yvonne?
I was wondering if I could ask you, you're talking a lot about personal liberty. Where do you stand on a decision to legalize same-sex marriage? I know that's certainly something happening in the courts.
First of all, I do not believe that the government should be involved in legislating morality or defining religious institutions. To me, I was raised, and I think for quite some time, at least the last 1,000 years, probably a couple 1,000 years, holy matrimony has always been one man and one woman, if that's what you're asking me about on a personal level. But I don't believe that it is in the purview of government to define what it is. It's up to the individual and the faith that they are in to make those kind of decisions.
Should the government recognize a marriage between two men or a marriage between two women legally, the way they would recognize your marriage or mine?
That's a tricky question because I kind of answered that with the first answer, and that is that marriage or holy matrimony to me is one man and one woman. But I believe that individuals that are one man and one man or one woman and one woman, that is up to them to define what their union is.
So do you want the government just out of marriage altogether?
Absolutely.
But, okay, just to point out here, you're wearing a wedding ring. You're married.
Absolutely. I've been married 26 years, May 28th.
There are all sorts of legal things that come along with that. Do you think that should be done away with?
I think that the marriage contract is a religious contract. It's not, I don't think that the government has any role on it.
Would you favor any move by the federal government to legalize or decriminalize marijuana?
Well, I think ending the war on drugs would save us about $80 billion a year. I think that is something that I know a lot of people are finally taking a look at. It's a huge waste of money. And so, yes, the question is, yes, I would definitely fight for the rights of people to not be harassed, especially the people that have their medical card.
What about beyond marijuana? Are there other drugs would you want to legalize other drugs as well or decriminalize them?
I think that, drugs themselves, we have 250,000 people dying a year from prescription drugs. But the focus is on illicit drugs where there are far less people dying from these things. I think that our focus should be on where the most deaths are happening. I think that we should focus on the medical industrial complex and try to find out why just plain old common sense sometimes isn't the cure, why there always has to be some kind of $5 or $10 pill out there to fix something.
Jim Bussler, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Jim Bussler is a Republican candidate for Congress in Michigan's 6th Congressional District. He is challenging the incumbent Representative Fred Upton in this summer's primary. Thanks again to Yvonne Zipp of the Kalamazoo Gazette.
Thanks so much, Gordon.
Longer versions of the interviews on West Southwest can be found at WMUK.org. We'll hear from more candidates running for state legislature next week. Remember that West Southwest comes to you Monday and Thursday mornings at 9:20. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.